lonesome cows howling to a golden moon up there. Got a song, get along, me and my guitar.
Well, hello there, everybody. Here he is again, that long, tall drink from out of the Texas panhandle, Texas Jim Robertson.
Me and my guitar.
Good morning, Jack.
Well, good morning, Tex. How goes?
Oh, fine, Danny, thank you. Howdy, folks. Now, here's a mighty good suggestion for those Monday morning blues. Just saddle them up and ride them away.
Saddle your blues to a wild Mustang and gallop your troubles away, away, away. Loping along with a cowboy song, you'll feel love and sunshine all day, all day, all day. No worry, worries you if you've got the drive. Keep riding high and wide and don't ever stop. Those ornery mavericks need a strong, steady hand. Yip them up, round them up, trip them up, tie them up, use your brand. Saddle your blues to a wild Mustang and gallop your troubles away, 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 away.
Well, now, seeing that everyone should be well rid of any sort of blues that they're hanging around the place, what's next on the program, Jim?
Well, Jack, a kind of a reminiscent sort of a song. Called the old pitching post. A lot of the old West is gone now, and automobiles have just about replaced horses. Machinery does a lot of the work that the cowhands used to do. See, they spread over places where little country towns once were, and the old landmarks are most gone. And another signpost of that period is the old hitching post. When the sun's going down and I ride into town where the old gang is waiting for me, there isn't one missing face as I head for the place that still brings back a fond memory. That old hitching post is still standing there. How it breaks this heart of mine to see. That old hitching post, neglected and bare, where my old partner's pony used to be. Once we rode dusty trails round the campfire, we'd swap tapes of the days when the West was wild and free. Though my old pal is gone, in my dreams he lives on. By that old hitching post he waits for me. Though the years come and go, I will miss him, I know. For there's no other pal has as true. And I hope and I pray I will meet him someday on that big ranch way up in the blue. That old hitching post is still standing there. How it breaks this heart of mine to see. That old hitching post, neglected and bare, where my old partner's pony used to be. Once we rode dusty trails round the campfire, we'd swap tapes of the days when the West was wild and free. Though my old pal is gone, in my dreams he lives on. By that old hitching post he waits for me. Now, folks, from the old West of hitching posts and campfires, we'll take a kind of a long jump into the present where there's waiting a little tune that a lot of you folks like and ask for quite a bit. The theme, well, it's one that people have been singing or saying for ages and ages, wherever there's a gal and a boy in love. They usually end up at some stage of their love affair with a worried mind. You promised me love that would never die, that promise you made was only a lie. Now after you've gone, all alone I'll pine for all that I've got. Is a worried mind. I gave you a ring, I gave you a home. You promised me true that you'd never own. I bought you fine clothes and I bought you wine, but all that you gave was a worried mind. And when I was down, you just left me there. I needed you so. Oh, but you didn't care. You found a new love and a home so fine. But all that I've got, doggone it, is a worried mind. Oh, you promised me love that would never die. That promise you made was only a lie. Now after you've gone, all alone I pine for all that I've got is a worried mind.
Well, a worried mind is only the least of the troubles you can have when you're in love, Jim. You can have more fights than a few during the early stages.
Are you by any chance speaking from experience, Jack?
Who, me? I refuse to answer that, young man. Never know who might be listening. Well, what's next this morning?
Jack, a half-comical tale as told by an old mountain character. At least that's what you gather when you hear him complaining that they've just got to quit kicking my dog around. Once me and Len Briggs and old Bill Brown took a load of corn to town. An old Jim dog, no ornery cuss, he just naturally followed us. As we drift past Sam Johnson's store, a passel of yaps come out of the door, and when Jim stops to smell a box, they shied at him a bunch of rocks. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. And it makes no difference if he is a hound. They gotta quit kicking my dog around. They tied a tin can to his tail and run him past the county jail. And that plum naturally makes me sore, and Lem, he cussed, and Bill, he swore. Me and Lem Briggs and old Bill Brown, we lost no time in jumping down, and we wiped them ducks up on the ground for kicking my old dog around. Folks say a dog can't hold no grudge, but once when I got too much to budge, them town ducks tried to do me up. They didn't count on old Jim Puck. Jim seed his duty there, and then he lit into them gentlemen, and he sure mussed up the courthouse square with rags and meat and hide and hair. Yet every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. And it makes no difference if he is a hound. They gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Poor old fella. Seems to have had quite a time with that hound, isn't
it? Jack, you know, it sort of reminds me of a story I heard once about another hound.
Well, let's hear about it, Jim.
Well, we all know that some folks need a bit of reforming now and again, but, well, it usually takes a person with great powers of persuasion to do a job like that. But according to this tale, and mind you, I just heard this, a hound dog was entirely responsible for the redeeming of this camp. Seems like, well, let's see, we'll call him Jack, huh? He was a man that was always thirsty, but he didn't take kindly to water, or liquids of that sort. And when he'd had a little bit too much refreshments, well, he was apt to get a mite abusive to his old hound. Now, he kept a pretty large jug in the kitchen of his cabin and used it mighty often. One day, coming home, he found the cork pulled out of the jug and the contents going all over the floor. Well, he couldn't figure it out, but just went out and got himself another jug. Well, the first time he left the house for any length of time, he came back to find the second jug empty. Now he got kind of riled up and decided that he's going to find out what was causing all the disappearance of his spirits. So after getting the third jug, he set it on the table and went out and hung around the house, keeping a weather eye, both on the outside and the in. Well, no sooner had he gotten out of sight than his old hound dog that he'd left lying by the fireplace. Doggone if he didn't get up, and with his teeth he worked the cork out of the jug and dumped the whole thing right over the table. Well, something that sort of hit Jack right smack between the eyes, and from that time on, why, he just never got another jug. Of course, as I said, I can't vouch for the tale, but that's the way it was told to me.
Well, Jim, you know, you've told us some pretty tall stories in your day. So I don't know whether you're telling the truth or pulling our legs.
Oh, well, as far as I know, it's the truth. At least that's what I thought. You know, but if you don't like my stories, why, I'll get back to singing. And here's a song that sounds kind of like a blues. In a way, I wish I had a sweetheart. I wish I had a sweetheart like that old sweetheart of mine. I can't erase her lovely face. It's with me all the time. I have met so many others, but they're all a different kind. I wish I had a sweetheart like that old sweetheart of mine. I have met so many others, but they're all a different kind. I wish I had a sweetheart like that old sweetheart of mine. Well, I suppose we've got time to run back about 100 years or so and see what's taking place with great-granddad. Well, great-granddad when the West was young bought his door with a wagon tongue, but the times was rough and the redskins mocked, and he said his prayers with a shotgun fight. For he was a citizen, tough and grim, and danger was duck soup to him. He ate corn pone and bacon fat, but his great-grandson would starve on that. Now great-granddad was a busy man, he cooked his grub in a frying pan, he picked his teeth with a hunting knife, and he wore the same suit all his life. Oh, 21 children came to bless granddad's home in the wilderness, but great-granddad, he had a big heart, the boys hunted rabbits and worked right smart. Oh, 21 boys and how they grew, tall and strong on the bacon too. They slept on the floor with the dogs and cats, and they hunted in the woods for the coonskin hats. Oh, he raised them rough, but he raised them well, and if their heads began to swell, he pulled them full of the fear of God and straightened them out with his old ramrod.
Yes, sir. That's another one of those tongue twisters that you have to try kind of early in the morning to see how you get along. Well, folks, I reckon that's just about all we got time for today. So until tomorrow morning, all around this same time, I just say adios.
We don't need no company, no matter where we are. Feeling gay night and day, me and my guitar. Lonesome coyotes howling to a golden moon up there. Got a song, get along, me and my guitar.
Well, along about this same time tomorrow, this big tall fella out of the panhandle will come riding down trail again. Texas Jim Robertson.
Me and my guitar.
Texas Jim comes to you as a program of the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.